As the impact of coronavirus grows, many of us are finding that our lives and routines have changed dramatically. With so much enforced isolation, it's easy to feel lonely. So we've listed our 5 top tips to maintaining your mental and physical health. And here to tell us what they are is Georgie Bullen, RNIB's content manager. Hi, Georgie.
Hi, Barry.
What's the first one then?
So the first one is to start a new hobby. It may sound like a bit of a cliche, but time really does fly when you're having fun. And I think it's a good opportunity for people to see, you know, find something they enjoy and that they're good at that they didn't know about before. This could be anything from, you know, getting adventurous in the kitchen, trying new recipes, or if cooking is completely new to you, potentially looking on our website to see what tips and advice there is around cooking, and even going to the RNIB shop where you can get all sorts of really useful equipment like talking scales and so on. Or potentially like myself, you could try your hand at some arts and crafts. You know, you may not realize it, but there are many talented artists out there who are blind or partially sighted. So, you know, why not see if you have a hidden flair for arts and crafts? Again, there's really useful resources on our website. Or if, you know, you feel that you've either already got your art skills well honed or it's not particularly something you enjoy, then why not just challenge yourself to see how many books you can work through on the RNIB library? You know, you can sign up to the digital services and set yourself a little challenge during this time. So really, it's all about trying any sort of new hobby, whatever takes your fancy, but pushing yourself to experience something new.
Maybe there's a musical instrument lying around the house that would be worth picking up.
Absolutely. I mean, lots of us have these things on our bucket lists, and we never have the time and space to really get into them. So I think it's a great opportunity to do something like that.
The key is to keep yourself stimulated and challenged.
Absolutely. I mean, the days go a lot quicker if you're doing something that you enjoy. I myself quite enjoy getting into painting and art. And I suddenly find that I'm sat there and, you know, hours have gone by. And actually, I still need to do all the washing up and things like that. But I've really enjoyed that time. And, you know, it's relaxing as well as really stimulating.
What's number 2 on the list?
So number 2 is keep active. It is really easy if you're self-isolating at home to find that the only activity you do is getting on and off the sofa. But staying active is incredibly important for both your physical and mental health. You know, if you're confident enough in your surroundings and are happy that you can keep a safe distance from others, I would really recommend people trying to plan in a daily walk outside, you know, or getting out into your garden, doing different activities like that. Alternatively, if you don't have a kind of outdoor space you can go into, Sport England have loads of guides on, you know, routines and exercises you can do in the home. But the important thing is to, in some way, whatever you do, keep active and make sure you don't just become a couch potato.
You mentioned Sport England there. I was watching breakfast television and they had a man on who was filming live exercise videos that the whole family can do. And he was streaming them live to YouTube. So these are things people could try as well for the whole family.
Absolutely. I mean, do your research, go on YouTube, find someone who you feel kind of represents your abilities and try and enjoy that. Find something you really enjoy. But the important thing is, no matter what you want to do to keep active, whether it's Zumba in your living room or whatever it is, just make sure you do something and keep your body moving, because it's refreshing to your mind as well as your body.
What's number 3?
So number 3 is create routines. We are all creatures of habit and we get great comfort from having a good routine. So if you want to try and reclaim some sense of normality, set yourself a structured routine where you manage to fit all of these different tips into your day. I mean, I myself like to write things down. So even, you know, giving myself a bit of a bedtime as well as a wake up time, as well as filling in the rest of my day with what different things I want to achieve, I find that really helps. But whatever it is, make sure that you just have that bit of structure, because then at the end of the day, you also feel you've achieved something, as well as the day going quicker.
What's number four?
So number four is stay in touch. So whatever route you take, from regular phone calls with family to creating WhatsApp groups for you and your neighbours, make sure that you keep talking to people around you. It's vital for your mental health that you make contact with others. So why not get creative with staying connected? You know, if you'd usually go for lunch with a friend on a Wednesday, maybe think about setting up a Skype date instead and have lunch together. Or if the house is feeling a bit quiet, plan to FaceTime a relative as you both cook your evening meal. You could even set up a new book club where you come together over Skype to talk all things Mr. Darcy. Whatever it is, you know, it's about talking to people. And don't forget, you can obviously tune into the RNIB Connect Radio because we can hear great content like this, as well as staying connected with the Sightloss community.
I think that's the important thing, George, you're just staying up to date. And also RNIB are organising telephone services and telephone groups within groups for the RNIB hill walking groups, cycling groups. So these things are going on, and it's not just RNIB, other sight loss charities are doing this as well. So what have we got for the last one, number five?
So that brings me really nicely onto number five, because number five is ask for help. During this time, your support network may not be able to offer you the same kind of support and help that you're used to, and everyone is under strain. But it's important to remember that our sight loss advice service is still here. You know, if you're interested in joining a talk and support group or need any other kind of advice, don't hesitate to get in touch. All you need to do is call 0303 123 9999. And if there are simple things like needing help reading labels or instructions, there are loads of apps out there you can download, either things like Be My Eyes, which is an app that will pair you with a volunteer who can read or look at things for you through your smart device, or things like Microsoft Seeing AI, which will read out letters if you simply take a picture of them on your phone. So there's loads of useful technology out there to support you if you just need that little extra help.
Georgie Billen, RNIB's content manager, thanks ever so much for sharing those tips with us, and good luck with your painting.
Thank you very much.